But when I bear in mind how I think things would have went in the 80s, then, you know, obviously society has clearly moved on. And so that's positive. In a way, you know, to go into the gender politics type of thing, which I now sort of, I more than dabble in, I guess. I now think that it's good to be visible, actually, you know, as a trans person. What the hell? And my attitudes to gender have changed radically, because when I first, although I'm straying off the point here, when I first transitioned, I very much wanted to move from one camp to the other. I wanted to be seen as a woman. I didn't want, to leave all the male stuff behind. And that was because, you know, because I lived in a binary world. We all live in a binary world. And but now I very much feel at ease inhabiting a non-binary world, where I do see myself as being predominantly female in terms of my gender, but it's a really, really complicated thing, and I'm perfectly happy to accept that in actual fact I live somewhere in the middle. Yeah. And that's positive as well. I think that's really positive. I think the way, I mean, lots of people don't get that yet, but I think it's becoming more and more out there, and certainly trans people are moving, a lot of trans people are moving more in that direction and just saying, well, you know, what the hell? I'm a trans person. I'm a genderqueer person. My gender's a bit diverse. It's not black or white. None of us are black or white. And if I want to get really radical, I would say that actually we're all a bit gender diverse, in my opinion.